This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Get the Hillman Morning Show on demand. Podcasts and more are always online and on your schedule at WAAF.com.
And now, it's your turn to talk as the Hillman Morning Show presents Hill Mail.
Sasquatch, the Chupacabra, the Loch Ness Monster, Mermaids, Jersey Devil, from Weymouth. Which one of these mythical creatures' existence will be proved today? Tune in to find out.
On WAAF.
All right, today's Hill Mail voicemail messages are brought to you by East Coast Metal Roofing. Reach out to them today and find out about their Beat the Heat summer program. You're a listener of the show, so you're going to save 10% off a brand new metal roof. Just go to eastcoastmetalroofing.com. That's eastcoastmetalroofing.com. And for your listening pleasure right now, here are the very best Hill Mail voicemail messages that have been left for us over the previous couple of days.
Friday, 7:29 a.m.
Hey, Francesca. Scott from Weymouth. Want to go on a date? I live with my mom. Oh, you laugh.
End of message.
Oh, you laugh.
Scott, pretty good guy.
Yeah.
Hate to say it. Has good taste in music.
Chew, you don't like him. I mean, you didn't like him until Friday. Do you echo what Danielle said that when you met the most hated caller on this show, you actually thought he was a pretty good guy?
He seems like a little more of a decent person when you meet him.
Yeah, right?
Like face to face.
Yeah.
Hate to say that, but it's true.
Friday, 12:29 p.m.
I feel like Scott from Weymouth reverse catfished us. He led us to believe he was the ultimate twit, but in reality, he looks completely normal.
End of message.
You know what I think, Greg, was another thing that you brought up on the at the broadcast on Friday was that, you know, in person, he's not doing the, okay, so give me 30 seconds here, and then going off on 15 tangents.
Right.
He just, you have a conversation with him like a normal person. It's like you almost don't know how to wrap your head around it.
Yeah. Well, he doesn't feel rushed to get the call done so he can go call other radio stations. I mean, he's in person. He's pretty cool
guy. He's on a timetable.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
Yeah.
Friday, 4:08 p.m.
If there's one thing that I never want to hear in my life again, it is the word palatial. Greg, you said it like a million times. I understand that Ernie's house is amazing, but how many times did you honestly have to say palatial? Come on, guy.
End of message. Friday, 4:44 p.m.
You know, it really pains me to say this, and I've been thinking about it for a little while, but I got to hand it to Scott from Weymouth. What a massive pair of stones it took for you to come down to Ernie's house and have a good time with all the listeners that hate you so much. Good job, Scott. Mm-hmm. Have at it, kid.
End of message.
I agree.
Agreed. Agreed.
5:40 a.m.
Good morning, sirs, ladies, and gentlemen. I am calling on behalf of Instagram poll of Bikini Barista Contest.
End of message. 5:54 a.m.
The police reported that he was dirty and disheveled. Huh? We talking about the 9-year-old boy at McDonald's or LB?
End of message.
Didn't happen.
5:58 a.m.
Yeah, the young Melindas using safety wires. Well, morning crew, it's like another case of pussification of America.
End of message.
Come on.
Well,
I wasn't implying that.
I mean, no, but the question is, if you're the flying Melindas and you're walking on a tight wire across Times Square, as they were last night on the television program iWire.
Sure.
Is it as impressive if they have safety wires attached?
Yes, because it's not impressive when you hit the pavement and die. That sucks.
There's still a danger.
It's not, I mean, are the wires are a safety mechanism.
Well,
it's not like they're giving them some kind of unfair advantage, right?
No, and not for nothing. It's a 40-foot tether.
Yeah, so
hopefully it holds when you take the digger.
Sure.
I mean, is it not enough?
A.M.
Hey, kid, the Sox won last night. Nice. Oh, what do you mean?
Oh, the score was one. Oh, okay. Forget it.
End of message.
Sox won. Other team, more. That's just how you. That's how you can report on the Red Sox this summer. Sox won. Other team, I'm more runs.
I'm starting to fall.
They're only eight back.
Right. Only eight.
I mean, not for nothing. Is it not enough that they won it all last year?
It is enough, but that's not this year.
What have you done for me lately, LB? Yeah, hello, it's Boston.
New season.
Yeah.
Maybe the trip to England will revitalize this team. This weekend.
It'll just make it worse. I have a feeling I'm dreading this.
Those guys are dreading it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.